WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
What? 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Some time. There's something good
coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School, where tonight we open the girls' basketball season. The Thunderbirds hosting the Spartans of Sparta. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be alongside Baraboo School District legend Christy Feld for another season. Christy, how are you this evening?
Well, now I'm speechless because you are.
Now that is a first, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make sure we roll tape on this.
I am so excited to be back at Baraboo Senior High School Gymnasium to get the kickoff for the girls' team started tonight. Ben, I got to talk about last.
Let's talk about last.
The last time you and I were on the air was a tournament game, which was going to punch a ticket to the state tournament for either McFarland or West Salem.
Indeed.
Okay? And our headsets didn't work. You would have thought that was my dream come true, that I didn't get to hear Ben Bromley's voice in my ear ringing.
A dream come true.
It was not a dream come true. It was really hard. I had to cuddle right up next to him just so I could hear him. I felt a little awkward, but it sort of worked. That was not my most comfortable experience. And I didn't think I'd ever come back. But here we are.
And those were battle conditions. We were in the foxhole trying to figure out some technical issues.
We were, and you didn't let me argue about saying, hey, I can go home. We're going on in 4 seconds.
I'm like, hey, I can't do this broadcast without Feldy. That was not an option. So in that game, we were surprised to see Tegan and Mullaney and the McFarland knocked off because they were such a good team all year.
We were. We went into there thinking this was a no-brainer and they were going to head to state, and we were sad to discover that was not true. The other last I want to talk about was the last game that the Baraboo Thunderbird girls basketball team had was against the Sparta Spartans last spring in the first game of regionals, and Sparta won that game. The sad thing about that is their whole team is back for the most part, or at least the people who played a dominant role within that game are back for tonight's game. They are led by Alexa Jones, who's a 5'8 junior. She had 11 points that game, and Lily Seifert, who's a junior as well. It's a young team. It's a team that's played together for a long time. They played varsity as sophomores, and so I guess I'm of the opinion that if you play varsity together as sophomores, you've probably played together as a team for a long time, you know, because you don't have JV, some in varsity, you know. If everybody's moving to varsity, you just assume that they've been together for a long time. So that's the trouble that's coming on the court tonight. On paper, they averaged 42 points a game last year, so did we. Looks about even.
That looks about even,
you know?
Indeed.
Our team, too, is a young team. Our new team coming in, we lost Gabby Hart and Bianca Brown, the height of Deja White, and we lost last year's leader, Caitlin Frank.
For sure.
Moving on. We couldn't get them to stay any longer. But we have some returners, and we also have JV kids who played a great amount of varsity last year. You know, nine out of the 11 kids that are on this roster, Ben, have had varsity experience and have played on this varsity team, and that's a good piece as well.
Absolutely. So the Thunderbirds are coming off a 3-22 campaign. They went 2-12 in the Badger Small. As for the Spartans, they were 9-17 last season. They went 3-9 in the Mississippi Valley, and the last time these two teams met was in the first round of the WIAA playoffs. These same Spartans ended the T-Birds season last spring. It'll be good to see a rematch here. There was a 51-33 win for the Spartans at Sparta in the regional opener last season.
Boy, in that Mississippi Conference, I had to look that up because I had to see who actually was in that conference. You know, they play a lot of lacrosse teams, Logan and my good friend Dave Considine. I got to have a little hug.
I was going to say, Feldy's going to need a minute break while she greets a colleague and our former state representative, Dave Considine, who's on hand.
Maybe we should put him on the air.
Maybe we should indeed. I was just going to mention that. So for the T-Birds, this is their opener, but the Spartans already have two games under their belt. They are 1-1. They lost a home game to Arcadia, but they beat Westby at home last week. So they've gotten a little on-court experience, and like you mentioned, Christy, they've got a lot of returning talent, and that'll be, you would think that would be a bit of an edge for the Spartans.
Yeah, I just feel like their starters were similar to their starting lineup for last season, and that's a lot of experience that we don't have, because even though we have kids that played varsity last year, they played, you know, they moved up from JV. This team had kids that played varsity all season long, and they played together for a long time.
For sure. And in that playoff game we mentioned where the Spartans knocked off the T-Birds, Alexa Jones scored a game-high 17 points. Izzy Mickelson scored 10, so we'll see those two tonight. As for the T-Birds in that game a year ago, Caitlin Frank, no surprise, was the leading scorer. She scored 12 in that playoff defeat. Taylor Spurl had 7, Cadence Funmaker 6, and of course we're going to see Taylor and Cadence on the floor here tonight for the T-Birds.
You know, and Taylor played a little bit last year for the Thunderbirds. She had a high game of 17, though, off the JV bench, and I thought that was pretty outstanding.
Absolutely. So the Spartans are wearing their maroon and gold jerseys. The T-Birds, I believe those are new warm-ups this year. They've got some sharp yellow, or gold, I should say, gold warm-ups. They're going to be wearing their home whites, of course. Now, talking a little more about the T-Birds, as Christy mentioned, they scored about 41, 42 points a game last year. They shot 22% from three-point range, 55% from the free-throw line, and 35% from inside the arc. One challenge the T-Birds had last year that I'm sure Coach Bale is hoping to rectify, they averaged 9 assists per game last year, but 23 turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers were a big factor in their game, in their game playing last year for sure.
And the next game, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, a big doubleheader for T-Bird basketball coming up a week from Friday. Both the boys and girls are going to be at, they're going to be at Fiserv Forum playing Richland Center. The girls are going to be playing at 4 p.m. a week from Friday. And their next action a little closer to home will be at Wisconsin Dells on December 10th.
Is that the girls' team that's going to play at the Dells?
Yes.
Did you just say? I was looking at the Badger Small. We have a number of teams that have already gotten a few games in, just like Sparta.
Right.
And Reedsburg was one of those teams, and they lost to the Dells 57-22.
Is that right?
So I've got to do a little research on the Dells, because they may be a ringer for this year.
A tough opponent, yeah.
Boy, and when you look at our conference again, it's strong. It's led by Edgewood, who won the Division III state tournament last year. And just like Sparta, they're bringing back their team this year, you know, and they are 0-1 for the season because they lost to Arrowhead, who won Division
One. Yeah.
I know, exactly, and they only lost by 2 points, but Coach Staub just loads up their schedule with a lot of talented teams, and they're going to be fun to watch.
It's a good way to test yourself, right?
Absolutely.
As for the Spartans, like we mentioned, they're coming off one win, one loss last week at home. Their next contest after tonight, they're going to be hosting Mauston next Tuesday. Now, we're going to be, or I should say, I will be back in action here a week from tonight when John Gunnell and I will bring you the boys' opener. They're going to host Toma a week from tonight.
Sparta, Toma, now you're back in my conference.
The old South Central?
The old conference? South Central. We used to play Sparta all the time in the old South Central. That really, really dates me.
Well, Christy, you mentioned the Spartans are returning their leading scorer, Alexa Jones, at 11 points a game. Evelyn Tripp scored 8.7 points per game. She's moved on. But Lily Seifert, who you also mentioned, she scored over 6 points a game. She'll be in the lineup tonight. The Spartans lost their leading rebounder from last year, Corinne Milne, but they bring back Kylie Burton, who averages nearly 5 rebounds a game. And in the assist department, they're going to have both Izzy Mickelson and Alexa Jones back. They were the two leaders in assists. Now, as for the T-Birds, we talked about how they lost their big leading scorer, Caitlin Frank, who hit a milestone. Was it 1,000 points
she had last year?
The Thunderbirds are losing her almost 18 points a game, but... And they're also going to miss Deja White's nearly 6 points a game, but they're bringing back Maddie Gilbert, who scored 6 points a game a year ago. And we're going to turn things over here to the Baraboo High School Band for the national anthem. Thank you. So for those who might just be joining us, we are courtside here at Baraboo High School. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Baraboo School District legend Christy Feld. We're thrilled to bring you tonight's home opener of Baraboo Thunderbirds girls basketball for this season. We're thrilled to be with you, whether you're joining us on 99.7 FM radio, whether you are streaming at max.fm, whether you're watching on the NFHS streaming network, or whether you have downloaded and are using the Civic Media app. Christy, do you realize people can listen to us worldwide, coast to coast, dialing up the internet or using the app? Thunderbirds around the world can listen to our broadcasts.
It's not just my mom and my dog, Lucy.
Well, it might be.
Okay.
But there is the possibility we can build the audience into a global one.
We're going with that. That's going to be the goal by the end of the season.
So since they're announcing the starting lineups here on the floor, I'm going to turn it over to Christy to do the exact same thing for our listeners and viewers.
I will do that. Starting lineup for the Sparta Spartans: Alexa Jones, a 5'8" junior; Lily Berg, a 5'11" sophomore; Izzy Mickelson, a 5'8" junior; Abby Brendis, a 5'7" sophomore; and Lily Seifert, a 5'6" junior. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds: Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore; Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior; Peyton Stelzer, a 5'10" junior; Kaylin Bell, a 5'6" sophomore; and Katie Funmaker, a 5'3" senior. We were talking about assists before. Katie led many of the players in our Badger. What is it? What are we? Badger Small
Badger
Conference.
Small.
Badger in assists last year, and that's part of Katie Frank's, or Caitlin Frank's scores. Were because of her assists.
Absolutely. And for those who might just be joining us, we talked about how Sparta is bringing back a lot of their leading scorers, rebounders, and performers. As opposed to the T-Birds, they're bringing back a younger bunch. But as we saw last year, there's a lot of spunky youth. You know, the last year's sophomores are now juniors. They got to play a supporting role in varsity this year. They're starting this year. For example, we've got Peyton Stelzer out there ready to jump center. So we'll see how these plucky young T-Birds fare. The ball is nearly in the air. Stelzer tips it to Funmaker. T-Birds moving to our left. Going to set up the offense. Funmaker at the arc. Swings it across. That's Taylor Spurl. Tests the baseline with the dribble drive. Kicks it out. Working it around. That was Taylor Bell. She's getting tied up on the perimeter. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternating possession will send it to Sparta. The Spartans
Tough
are moving to our right.
By Lily Berg, and she got everything all jammed up for the Thunderbirds.
T-Birds showing full court pressure. Oh, Taylor Spurl jumping in, going for the steal, picks up a quick foul in the backcourt. Her first and the team's first. Taylor, a spirited defender. It's a 1-3-1 zone look here, full court pressure shown by the Thunderbirds. Spartans break it and set up their offense. They're going to swing it around the arc a little bit. Berendez gives it up, finds Mickelson. Mickelson cross court looking for a drive is Lily Seifert. She steps on the end line out of bounds. Turnover for the Spartans. Baraboo basketball.
Did you notice that I can call it from way up in the nosebleeds?
Well, we have a good angle out on that particular play over here on the side of the court. Spurl brings it up court. Cross court pass is intercepted. That's a turnover for the T-Birds. A steal by Berendez. Here come the Spartans. They're going to pick it up and set up their half-court offense. They find Berg in the post. She kicks it out. Three ball look. Top of the key. Splash. Abby Berendez for three to open the scoring. It's 3-0 Spartans here in the early going at Baraboo High School. Funmaker on the drive. Picks it up at the elbow. Looking for help. Finds Bell. Bell now on the dribble drive. Off the glass. Right side. Ooh, rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound into the hands of Berg. Here come the Spartans. Pushing up court. And having it bounce off her knee is Alexa Jones. That's going to be another turnover for the Spartans. Baraboo basketball.
What are we, tied up at two apiece for turnovers?
I think that is correct. Spartans are settling for half-court defense here, picking up man-to-man at midcourt. Bell, left wing, drives to the right. Looking to go all the way into the lane for a scoop. Oh, that just rolls off the rim as well. A couple of good looks for Taylor Bell having
dropped.
That's
what I was just going to say as well. As soon as they start dropping, we're going to look better.
Spartans now faking the three, driving, that's Seifert. She finds her teammate, Berg. Berg in the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound bounces into the hands of Bell. She's looking to push. Here come the T-Birds. Cross court, finds Spurl. Spurl will kick it out to Gilbert. She's a three-point threat, but she's going to find Spurl in the lane. Nope, intercepted by the Spartans. Another T-Bird turnover. And there's going to be a foul on Funmaker with an incidental trip at midcourt. She tripped Alexa Jones. It'll be Cadence's first foul and the team's second. Here
I don't know if Maddie Gilbert is taller, but she looks taller to me this season. Unlike Katie Funmaker, who in our roster from last year to this year
is 2 inches
shorter.
I did notice Maddie Gilbert went up from 5'9 to 5'10, so I think you're right. I think she grew an inch since last season. Spartans now with the ball and a three-point lead. Looking to get the ball into the post. Finds Tiana, that was Lice? Tiana Lice. Anyway, gives it up. Berg with a miss. Rebound into the hands of Bell again. She's had active hands. She finds Spurl, who gets it across the timeline. Looking for Stelzer. Nope, that ball's tipped. Another T-Bird turnover. And, Spurl's going to pick up her second foul 90 feet from the hoop. I take it back. They might just be calling
it out of
bounds.
I think that's out of bounds.
Oh, it's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. No foul. So that is good news for the T-Birds. They're going to inbound on their half of the floor. Funmaker finds Bell. Bell swings cross court. Another interception on a cross court pass. This one is stolen away by Berendez. She's got a right hand layup off the glass and good. Berendez has all five of the points in the game.
She does, and she had an easy put up for two.
Thunderbirds have to watch that cross court pass that can be intercepted. It's in the air so long. Funmaker being harassed in the backcourt. Can she get it across the timeline? She fires right into the hands once again of Berendez. She's in the open floor again. She's going to stop and pop from the free throw line. Good. It's Abby Berendez, 7. Everyone else, 0. Coach Bale has seen enough. He's calling a 30-second timeout.
Just to let them catch their breath.
That timeout on the floor gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make possible our broadcasts of Baraboo High School Athletics. These include Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the State Farm Chris Stanton Agency.
It's taken me a second to get caught up here because I find myself looking to see, are we sophomores, juniors, seniors? Right, I mean, I know right. Katie's a senior.
Yes.
But I want to know with our other kids what year they are. Taylan Bell has just been all over the court tonight with her hands on the ball. Sophomore,
indeed.
I like that. But you know, balance it out. Abby Brenda, she's a sophomore, too.
And Cadence Funmaker, the only senior in the starting lineup for the T-Birds tonight. T-Birds now moving to our left. Taylor Spurl drives across midcourt. T-Birds looking to get into their half-court offense with some stout man-to-man defense shown here by the Spartans. Funmaker gets into the lane. Ooh, it's knocked out of her hands, but looks like there might be a foul on that play. She was driving the lane. Somebody got a piece of her, and it'll be Thunderbird ball inbounding beneath the basket. Baraboo trails 7-0.
Abby Brendis is going to pick up the first foul as well. She's doing everything.
Funmaker finds Gilbert on the inbound. Gilbert at the arc, picks it up. Back to Funmaker, left wing. Looking to drive again. Into traffic. Loses it, out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the T-Birds.
That time Brendis went straight up, blocked straight up, and it ran out, knocked the ball out of bounds.
A little one-on-three drive there, but Funmaker did have a crease to get to the hoop.
She did.
She's now on the inbound. She finds Peyton Stelzer at the logo. That cross-court pass nearly intercepted, but Funmaker grabs it, flings another cross-court pass. Spurl for three, left wing. Off the back iron, no good. Funmaker with the offensive rebound and the putback.
Nice.
And the T-Birds are on the board.
Great Cadence rebound, Funmaker. Great position, 2 points, Funmaker.
7-2 Sparta. But on the other end, wide open three look for Alexa Jones. That's off the bracket, no good. Offensive rebound for the Spartans. Dribbling it out is Seifert. Spartans are going to reload in the half court. There they find Lise on the right wing. On the elbow, she's looking to drive on Stelzer. Nice move. Post move, but the shot off the glass is no good. Stelzer grabs the rebound. T-Birds dodge a bullet there and push it up court. There's Sabrina Hartman. She's got a good look in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Alexa Jones. And she is bumped by Spurl there again. A 90-foot from the hoop foul.
I am sorry. I did not see Sabrina Hartman come in. Who did she replace?
I think Taylan Bell.
I do too.
Now checking in. The aforementioned Taylan Bell. She's going to replace Maddie Gilbert. Sparta 7, Baraboo 2 with 14 minutes left in the first half. Another substitution. Sydney Dobush making her first appearance. She replaces Taylor Spurl, who's going to sit with those two fouls.
Sydney is a sophomore as well.
Youth movement here in the girls program.
It is, and it's fun to see how Coach Bale is substituting so far, that he's able to play different players at different positions.
Sparta with the basketball. Looking for Lease down on the right block. Hartman on defense. Good defense.
Nice.
That leads to a steal for Cadence Funmaker. She pushes it across midcourt. She fires just inside the arc, off the rim, no good. Peyton Stelzer's got a shot at that offensive rebound, but it tips off her fingers. But it's going to be out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
When Sabrina Harpman would play last year as a JV player, she would come in at the end of varsity games. I loved watching her defensively, and she showed us that just on the last series.
Ella Pierce checks in for her first action. It's kind of like a hockey rotation here.
Substitutions
fast and furious for Coach Bale here in the early going. We've seen the Thunderbirds go 8 or 9 deep already. Thunderbirds on offense, trailing by 5, and there's another pass nearly intercepted. However, Funmaker grabs it and gets to the hoop and scores. Cadence Funmaker has 4, and it's 7-4.
She did not hesitate. She was able to put it up, put it in for 2.
Thunderbirds man-to-man defensively. Here's a three-point look for Jones from the right corner. That's no good. Into the hands of guess who? Funmaker. She's looking to push. She fires up court just beyond the reach of Ella Pierce, out of bounds to the Spartans.
And that will come with time, because last year that would have been Katie Frank and that would have been 2 in the bucket, you know.
Right.
It will come with time because she's our initiator. Gets things going.
And we've got a timeout on the floor for Sparta. Leah Majeski will be checking in upon our return. 5'8" senior. She'll be getting into the ball game. So we got some other action in Baraboo High School athletics now that the winter seasons are underway. The boys team, like we mentioned, is going to be hosting Toma a week from tonight. John Gunnell and I will be on the broadcast. And then both the boys and girls will be in action versus Richland Center a week from Friday, with the boys playing at 2 p.m. This is at Fiserv Forum, and the girls playing at 4. And then the T-Bird boys will host Mount Horeb the very next day. It's going to be a busy weekend for the boys.
How come they didn't ask us to do the announcing from Pfizer Forum, Ben
Bromley? I don't think they're willing to pay mileage.
You don't think that's what
it
is?
I'd be happy to truck all the gear down there.
Me too. I think that would be pretty outstanding to say that we were doing a little broadcasting from Pfizer Forum.
Back to action here. Sparta dribbles across midcourt. They find Lease on the right elbow. Takes a handoff and makes a nice drive. She got by Hartman. But as she entered the lane, she's fouled by Cadence Funmaker. Is that her second? I believe it is.
It is not. It's
okay.
First.
First. Okay, good.
Second, I hope.
Good news.
No, you were right. I was wrong.
So you got Spurl and Funmaker, two of your starting guards, with 2 first-half fouls. No. Well, now they're showing.
Okay.
They're showing the wrong number up there, too,
I'm confused. I have her for 1.
Okay. But they put the wrong number. Who knows? We'll check on that.
Well, maybe Sabrina Hartman got the foul.
Oh, maybe they'd give her the foul. That's entirely possible. Here's a 3-point look for the Spartans. Left wing, no good. But offensive rebound right back to Sparta. Put back for Seifert, no good. Another put back, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Spartans. They kick it out, and now driving the lane. That's Seifert again. Another put back. That's off the
there,
back.
Hartman.
Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound and says, enough is enough. T-Birds get the ball. Funmaker at the logo. Finds Pierce. Pierce looking for a teammate, finds Bell. Her pass is intercepted in traffic. Here comes Alexa Jones. Looking up ahead to Berendez. That's going to be a turnover. Bell finds Funmaker. She's got a chance to get all the way to the rim. She does, but it lips off the front iron. Bell with the offensive rebound, put back, no good. Sabrina Hartman with the put back, shot, no good. And Hartman with the rebound again in traffic. They're going to call her for steps. Traveling. A couple of subs coming in for the T-Birds. This will be our first look at Leah Hess. She checks in, replacing Hartman. We also have Peyton Stelzer checking in, replacing Ella Pierce.
It's a lot of shooting on both sides of the court.
Sure
with
is.
With no connecting.
Both teams owning the offensive glass. Sparta 7, Baraboo 4. We're under 12 minutes to go in the first half. Spartans on offense. Here's a 3-point look. Left wing, front iron, no good, but another offensive rebound. And Seifert's follow is no good, but she is fouled, and that is on Cadence Funmaker. That'll be her second.
The last time you thought it was on Katie Funmaker because she gave the impression that it was. Her body language was screaming, they got me.
And I thought it was, too.
But they don't have her listed this time either. They have Sydney Dobush listed.
We're confused. Here's another 3-point look for Sparta. This is in the right corner. That's no good for Berendez. She does have 7 points in the early going. All the points for Sparta. Just as Funmaker has all the points for Baraboo. Now looking to drive. Alexa Jones has been scoreless. Near turnover, but it's picked up. Loose ball. Shot no good for Seifert. There's a putback for Lease. That is good. And we get a new player in the scoring column. It's 9-4 Sparta.
13.
Thunderbirds working around the perimeter. And there's a steal at midcourt. Dobush couldn't handle it, but now she's got it back in the backcourt. T-Birds are looking to call a timeout, but they're going to call the travel first.
I think Mike was a little frustrated, Coach Bale, because I think he thought that ball should just roll out of bounds and it would have been ours.
Right. So they're going to call the travel, no timeout. It'll be Sparta basketball. They're the side inbound coming up. The visitors hold a five-point lead. Inbound comes to Berendez. She's been the leading scorer tonight. Looking to drive on Funmaker. Funmaker cuts off her lane. Cuts off a fake.
Nice defense by Funmaker, actually.
Absolutely. Now Seifert out at the logo. Look at a dribble. Falls. Somehow finds Alexa Jones for a wide-open three.
Aww.
Splash. She fell down the ball box. Right to the shooter behind the arc. Alexa Jones is in the scoring column, and it's 12-4 Sparta.
And I've been kind of waiting for Alexa Jones to
Here's
break
a three-point
the seal.
Look. Right wing. No good for Bell, but it's rebounded. That was Dobusch. Kicks it out. Now Stelzer from the right wing for three. That's short off the front iron. Lease with the rebound. Here come the Spartans. Alexa Jones last season scored 11 points a game. She's been held to just those three so far. 10 minutes to go, first half. Sparta 12, Baraboo 4. Lease with a kick out. Seifert, three-point look. Left wing bounces around the rim. No good. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. That's going to be Leah Hess. She bumped one of the Spartans underneath the hoop.
That one I'm not waiting for them to announce because I think you're right.
Here come Taylor Spurl and Madeline Gilbert and Sabrina Hartman all coming back in for the T-Birds.
That is the sixth team foul for the Thunderbirds, so they're going to be in the Sparta will be in the bonus after the next one. I only have five, but it'll take me a minute to
tally them up. Izzy Mickelson has checked back in for Sparta.
Not be rusty with keeping tabs on the fouls.
Inbound Elise. She gets right to the rim. Shot missed. Sabrina Hartman with the rebound and draws a foul. Elise with perhaps a frustration foul after the miss. Fouled Hartman after she grabbed the rebound. And they've got that as only the second team foul for the Spartans.
And that's what I have, too. So I'm feeling kind of proud about that.
You can't both be wrong. Thunderbirds on the bounce. Taylor Spurl with a turnover right into the hands of Lease. Lease in the open floor, looking to drive on Stelzer. Looking to stop and pop, no good, but she gets her own rebound. Put back, no good. Sabrina Hartman's got that rebound, keeps it up high and tight. Gets it to Spurl, who's looking to run. Looking to get all the way to the lane. The scoop and the score off the glass. Taylor Spurl for two. It's 12-6. Alexa Jones in the right corner. Beyond the arc. Looking to drive on Spurl. Now she'll bring it out to the logo. Set up the half-court offense. Spurl bats it away. Loose ball into the hands of Madeline Gilbert. T-Birds with an opportunity. Trailing by six. Gilbert going to dribble to the arc. Her favorite spot to score. Now she's going to penetrate. Kick cross-court to Stelzer. Stelzer fires a three-pointer from the right corner. No good. Rebound is knocked into the hands of Jones. Wait, that's a steal. Taylor Bell's got it. Oh, beautiful feed to Spurl. Her shot attempt is no good, but she draws a foul and will shoot two.
Wow. That was a great pass.
Sweet-looking look in the open court. Kind of a chaotic situation.
It did, and it all started with a good steal by Taylor Bell. I don't know who is turnovering who. Is turnovering a word?
It is now. Spurl's first is in. Bounced off the rim, rolled around, and went in. She's got three. A bunch of subs here for the Spartans. See if we can even keep up here. That is Lillian Berg checking back in, along with, I think we saw, no, we'll get to it in just a second here. Second attempt for Spurl. It bounces around the rim and out. That's Seifert with the rebound. She brings it across midcourt. Finds Mickelson. Mickelson gives it back to Seifert. Swings it over to Jones. Jones looking to find Mickelson. Kick out to Seifert for three, left corner, no good. Rebound into the hands of Funmaker. She finds Hartman, who gets it right back to Funmaker. T-Birds trailing by five. Funmaker looking to get to the rim again. She's been active, trying to penetrate. Shot no good. Sabrina Hartman with the putback. Offensive rebound and score for Sabrina Hartman. And it's a 12-9 game. T-Birds within three. And we got a timeout for the Spartans. Coach Samantha Weaver has asked for a timeout.
I love watching Katie Funmaker drive to the basket. I love watching Sabrina Hartman rebound and put it back in. This is nice.
And Cadence has been getting into the lane in the traffic. It's kind of a one-on-two or one-on-three situation. But even when she misses, it opens up that offensive rebound.
It does. It does. And if Hartman's there or whoever is there, Taylen Bell, a number of kids. And that's I've been writing pros and cons on a little piece of scratch paper. Rebounds is one of our strengths tonight, in my opinion, and it's been fun to watch the number of kids that are in there that are pulling down rebounds.
You can hear more of all of Feldy's furiously scratched notes at halftime. She'll have all kinds of insights for us.
I will not have any insights. Ben is already fabricating and exaggerating is...
Well, that's what happens.
What my mother would call it.
That's what happens when you're in marketing, you know.
There you go. Making it look better than it really is.
And speaking of marketing, a smooth segue to our sponsors. They make possible our broadcast here on Max FM and Civic Media. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the State Farm Chris Stanton Agency.
Welcome aboard to Pals Brewery.
There you go.
Brewing.
New sponsor.
That's a new sponsor this year.
Certainly is. Spartans on the inbound. They lead by three. We're ticking down to about 8 minutes to go. Looking to go all the way. Alexa Jones, her shot is too strong off the backboard. Oh. Funmaker comes down with the rebound, and we'll see what the call is here. Oh, they're going to call a jump. Rats. Jump ball is the call. It's going to go to Baraboo, I should say.
Katie Funmaker was not having that. That's my ball.
3-point lead for the Spartans. Baraboo here with their first chance to tie since the very beginning of the game. Funmaker on the drive. Right wing. Looking to get to the lane. Kicks it out. Finds Bell. Left wing. T-Birds playing a little hot potato around the perimeter. Maddie Gilbert, we haven't seen her shoot yet. Here she's looking to drive. A floater inside the lane. Just off. No good. That's a rebound into the hands of Mickelson. She finds Jones, and the Spartans set up their offense. Pass is going to be intercepted off the hands of Funmaker into the hands of Hartman. Here come the T-Birds. Funmaker, left side, cuts right. Dribbles into the lane. Picks up her dribble. Finds Hartman on the baseline. Jumper just off the rim. No good. Spartans with the rebound. That's Alexa Jones. Fires up court. Cecilia Hemmersbach gets all the way to the rim for two. Her first basket. And the Spartans lead by five. T-Birds looking to answer. Madeline Gilbert, another lefty drive. Floater off the glass, no good. She's getting good looks, haven't dropped. Oh, and there's a loose ball off the foot of Jones to Taylen Bell. Finds Funmaker. Shot fake from three. Gets to the lane. She is hammered. Shot attempt, no good. But Cadence is going to shoot two free throws. That's a foul where the offender got her money's worth.
Yes, indeed. Lily Berg picks up her first. It's the fourth team foul. For Sparta.
First attempt for Funmaker in the air and good. She has five. Got a host of turnovers, or I should say substitutions here. Peyton Stelzer re-enters for the Thunderbirds, as does Sydney Dobush. And I couldn't even keep up. There are so many subs. We have several subs for Sparta as well. 14-10, Sparta. Baraboo at the line. Funmaker misses. Sparta pulls down the rebound. Funmaker applying heavy defense in the half court. And forced a turnover, backcourt violation.
Boy, you don't see that very often, over and back.
True story. Well, you do if you referee sixth grade basketball like I did last weekend. Taylor Spurl's going to re-enter. She'll replace Cadence Funmaker.
Is that when you just don't know when to blow the whistle?
Right. Actually, I did.
You're a jerk if you do, you're a jerk if you don't.
Right. Previous tournament was fourth grade girls. That was a little more where you, that could be a little tougher. And there's a pass off the hands of Sydney Dobush and out of bounds. Turnover, Baraboo.
Too bad that you can't bounce off the ref and still be in bounds.
Catch a break.
Yeah.
Taylen Bell applying some token pressure in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense for the T-Birds. They find Tiana Lise on the elbow. She hands to Berendez, whose shot attempt is no good. Taylen Bell's got the rebound. She's on the drive. She finds Spur on the left wing. Looking to penetrate. Picks up a dribble. Kicks it back out. Bell on the left wing. Now Bell gets all the way to the rim. Off the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound. Sabrina Hartman put back. No good. And it's out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Thunderbirds.
When Sabrina Hartman starts hitting all those shots, we are going to be way ahead.
For sure. 14-10. Sparta leads Baraboo. 6 minutes to go in the first half.
And they're not easy shots. I mean, they're just, she's in the right
place. She's in traffic,
place,
getting bumped.
But
for sure.
Yeah, she's getting pushed around. And
for sure. Thunderbirds on the inbound. Taylor Spur looking to drive. Finds Bell. Swings it over to Stelzer. Spurl, right wing. Looking to drive. Little kiss, 5 feet. That's good. Hey. Taylor Spurl with her second field goal. She has five. And it's a two-point game. 14-12, Sparta. Cadence Funmaker is going to check back in at the next break in the action, as will Alexa Jones with the Spartans. Spartans wearing their road maroon and gold uniforms. T-Birds in their home whites. Oh, a little push. Hemmersbach with a little chicken wing. Leads to a three-point miss by Berendez, but it gets right back into the hands of the Spartans. That's Seifert for two. Her first basket. 16-12, Spartans. Sproul picks up her dribble. Finds Dobusch. Three-point look, no good. Rebound to Hemmersbach. She fires up court. A beautiful find. Shot attempt by Berendez is under the rim, no good. Sabrina Hartman's got the rebound and draws a foul.
Boy, Lily Seifert was pretty much all over her.
Pretty much.
Easy. Even Feldy could have called that one.
So Jones does indeed check in, replacing Leah Majeski. Meanwhile, we've got Dobusch checking out, replaced by Funmaker, and Spurl checking out, replaced by Maddie Gilbert, I believe.
I want to know if Spurl was gifted Deja White's fluorescent shoes.
Multicolored shoes.
Multicolored.
Well, considering Deja was 6'2", yeah, and Taylor is listed at 5'6", I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Cadence Funmaker with another nice-looking drive. Left side kisses it off the glass with the right hand. 4-2. Cadence Funmaker's got 7 for the T-Birds, and it's a two-point game. Spartans now swinging it around. Jones fakes the three. Drives into the lane, into traffic. Nice little handoff to Lee. She couldn't quite handle it. She gathers and scores from the right block off the glass. That's her second bucket. 18-14, Sparta.
Just a lot of futzing around in the lane.
Lots of futzing. Funmaker, left wing, free ball, no good. But there's Sabrina Hartman with the offensive
those
rebound.
Long arms, good job.
But the ball is tipped away. Deanna Lees with the steal. Hemmersbach on the drive, finds Seifert. She's got a lane to the hoop. Two-point attempt, no good.
She kind of rolled her ankle a little bit, went down.
Funmaker now finds Peyton Stelzer, almost. It's tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Couple more subs coming in for the T-Birds. They've been substituting liberally. Leah Hess comes in along with Ella Pierce, replacing Stelzer and
that
Hartman.
Last pass from Funmaker to Stelzer was really quick and really efficient on Katie Funmaker's side.
Three-point look. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert from the left wing.
Maddie, go get him.
And it's a one-point game. She's the sniper.
Yeah, she is. And that young group is going to get used to Katie's fast passes, is what I was going to say before.
I got you. Yeah. So if it's something you're looking for, that makes it a little easier.
It
Meanwhile,
is.
Turnover for the Spartans. Baird was going to have a chance to take a lead here. Taylor Spurl checks back in, replacing Taylen Bell.
It's
Berendez
a one-point game.
Out. What's
it's
that?
It's a one-point game.
It's a one-point game. Baraboo on the bounce here, dribbling to our left as we face Melvin F. Huth Court. Spurl looking to drive. She's got a lane all the way to the hoop. She's drilled. Nothing doing. Loose ball. Funmaker grabs it. They're going to call her for a travel. She had the ball on the floor. You can have the ball on the floor. You just can't get up with it. So it's a turnover for the Thunderbirds. Sparta basketball.
And that's one of my favorite things to watch when Katie starts laughing. You know, if she does something, it's a error, and all of a sudden she's laughing. She
Here
knows.
Comes Sparta. There's a nice-looking drive all the way to the lane, but it's no good for Mickelson. T-Birds have the ball. I thought Spurl might have drawn a foul, which means a nice drive last time. No dice. Here's Leah Hess with a miss. Rebounded by Pierce. Her putback is no good. Sparta comes away with the ball. Sparta leading by one, looking to push. Fake three by Hemmersbach. Gets into the lane. Floats it off the rim. No good. That's going to be a foul on Tiana Lice again. She was... Of course, over the back is not a foul. However, she was displacing Leah Hess. That's the official term we use. She was
displacing.
And that's at least two on her.
Yep, it's her second.
So it's 18-17, Sparta leading Baraboo. 3 minutes to go first half. Thunderbirds working their half-court offense. Funmaker uses a screen, gets all the way to the right block. Shot is no good. Hess with the rebound. Back to Funmaker. Three-point look. Right corner. No good. Izzy Mickelson grabs the loose ball. Funmaker with a steal near midcourt. Now it's on the floor. they're going to call white ball. I think we're going to have a foul on the Spartans, much to the delight of the Baraboo student section.
Student section, I thought they were all dressed in black. Are they pretty much dressed in black? Is
it
a blackout?
That must be the theme. Must be a blackout. Okay. It is indeed a Sparta foul on Cecilia Hemmersbach. Officials are talking things over.
Well, there were some wrestling moves happening out there at the center court.
The officials making an explanation to the public address table.
And to Coach Bale.
I thought maybe they were discussing their dinner plans, whether they're going to go to the old Highway House or Mike's Italian after the game. Both fine members of the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
All good choices.
Berendez has checked back in, replacing Hemmersbach.
Ball. So they took away the foul. They took away the one-on-one. Is that what happened?
I am not sure. We have not gotten an announcement. In any event, it's Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds trail by one. There's another turnover. Taylor Spurl with another pass intercepted.
I'm going to put a question mark there.
But there's a steal on the other end. Ella Pierce jumps into the passing lane. Grabs a steal. Thunderbirds with another opportunity to take their first lead. Cadence Funmaker, whirling Dervish in the lane. Shot attempt no good, but she gets her own rebound. Fires it out. That's going to be out of bounds to the Spartans. Sparta 18, Baraboo 17, 2 minutes, 16 seconds to go in the first.
So can you take off a bonus shot? Is it because it was on the floor?
No, that shouldn't make a difference. I thought maybe they went alternating possession instead of a foul, but that would have sent the ball to Sparta, so I'm not sure what they did. Meanwhile, back to action. 3-point look, top of the key, no good for Sparta. Ball is loose. Seifert's got it. Hands to Berendez. Finds an open shooter, Mickelson. That's too long off the bracket. Madeline Gilbert comes away with the rebound. She's looking to drive. One-on-one. Floater, left hand, no good. Seifert with the rebound. Under 2 minutes to go, and there's another foul in the backcourt. Cadence Funmaker, and that's one that Coach Bale would probably advise against. Peyton Stelzer's going to check in.
Okay, in my quest to figure out what foul I have missed.
And here's Taylen Bell as well.
Katie Funmaker that says that she's only got two fouls.
So. Okay. There it is. And Sabrina Harbin's going to re-enter as well. Three subs coming in for the Thunderbirds.
Okay, I can't see who's at the line.
It is Seifert.
Thank you.
And back in is Cecilia Hemmersbach for the Spartans. So we're under 2 minutes to go. Lily Seifert has a chance to build on a one-point lead. 1-1, the shot attempt is good. So for Seifert, that is 3 points here in the first half.